after a game where you guys don't play well, the practices the next week, or you guys are just at it. Is that mm-hmm. did you feel that way going into that?
Yeah, we were full pads today, working hard. You know, you always want to get back to basics, I think, when you lose a game and you look at the film and you see what's going wrong, what's going right, and you try to get back out there and get those things corrected.
Is it the same thing when you look at, because even when you win, things go wrong. Is right. it the same mistakes that are being made each time?
Yes and no. There's some things that we've messed up the last couple of weeks in the parts of games where we're not doing good, and we're trying to get those fixed. We haven't got them as fixed as fast as we'd like to, and then each game there's always new things where you need to work on.
Hey, Logan, you've been here long enough to be able to compare different things. Over the last several years at different times, you guys have come into halftime, come out, and dominated third quarters. This year, it's just the opposite. You guys are having trouble in the third quarter. Can you compare what is missing that was there before, if you could put your finger on it?
I don't know. I think execution right now, you look at those plays that third quarter when it came out, some bad assignments, and then some guys just not doing a good job fundamentally one-on-one plays. So it's just a combination of everything right now that's really holding us back.
Having two straight division games here, and you lose the first one, there's obviously a huge difference between being 3-1 and 2-2 in the division. Does coming off a loss and now facing the Dolphins just heighten the importance of what is already a critically important game?
Yeah, definitely. It's a big division game. We let one get away last week, and now we're facing a team that is very good, especially on their front seven on defense and their front four mainly. Those are some good defensive linemen. And it's going to be tough for our offense again this week, and hopefully we can do a better job.
I'm sure you don't look at division standings every day, but the AFC East is the tightest division from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? I mean, have you just going up against some of these guys and knowing what the league is like right now, I mean, does that surprise you, or what do you think about the AFC East?
Well, it's not surprising. We knew there's some good talent in this division, and I'm sure at the beginning of the year no one was talking about this division, but we knew it was going to be tough. We knew the defenses, and I think the offenses have improved on some teams, and we knew the defenses on those teams were good already.
Understanding it's the ultimate team game. You know, everyone's got to do their part. Just knowing the ownership you take in the offensive line as a group, how much do you put the offense's struggles, the onus of those struggles, on the guys up front?
Oh, yeah. It's not all our on us, but there's enough of it that is on us. And perfect example is the other night, you come out in the third quarter, sack, you know, a lot of that was on us. Mental assignments, guys just getting beat, and whenever the line's not playing good, it's hard to score points.
And then to just follow up on that, I mean, this group is intact. I mean, had it back from last year.
Yep.
Given that, maybe fair to say expectation level is at a certain, you know, is high. It's always going to be high, but how surprising is it to you just that happens with a group that's intact and that's talented? And we've seen
yeah.
play at a better level than that.
Well, the expectations, they start high in our room also, and we expect a lot out of ourselves. And I think that's why we were disappointed after the game the other night. We thought we played good until the end of the second half there, and then the third quarter was bad, and then I think we played better in the fourth quarter. But we had that lull right there in the third quarter that really hurt us and hurt the team, and we just can't play like that.